Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today's meditation is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. In my notes I wrote, Christ demonstrated real love for us when he was obedient to the Father and was our sacrifice so that we could have life. He died in our place. His love did not stop with our hate. No matter what we did or did not do, he loved us and fulfilled the Father's will. He did not allow his human side to take over him. He remained obedient to the Father's will and demonstrated the Father's love. Real love, true love, comes from the Father. When Christ laid down his life for us, it was God the Father's love flowing through him. When we love, we ought to love God's love. Only through God's love can you lay down your life for another. His love is pure. If God calls upon you to lay down your life for a fellow believer, he will give you the strength to do so. And then I wrote ego love, heroism, and martyr. So I started thinking about our kind of love, human love. You know, we say we love each other. We say we love so-and-so. And then I know we fall in and out of love. So falling in and out of love, that's not real love. That's not God's love. That's human love. Human love is conditioned. Human love is limited. So I started thinking about the other meditation I did, and I did throw in something about real love, genuine love, and how only God has that kind of love that has no limit. The only kind of love that the same no matter what the other person does. He's not going to love you less. He's going to always love you the same. He's going to love you just as much. You know, it's not going to get less and less and less. God doesn't, his love isn't like that. God's love is a love we develop into as we become more of who we are and less of who we are not. As human beings, we don't love with God's love. We love with human love, and we have levels of love. We can say that we are loving, kind people, and at the same time, there'll be people that we don't even like, people that we don't want to be around, people that we can't stand. So our love has conditions. Our love is limited, and when we say we love, we don't necessarily include everybody. Not the human race. We love certain people. So God loves everybody. God loves the human race. And it does not matter how impure the human race is. It does not matter how hateful, how envious. None of that matters when it comes to God's love. He loves you anyway. We get punished, yes, but he still loves us. He doesn't love us less, and he would never love us less. If anything, he just loves us so much, and he has given us our free will, and that too demonstrates his love for us. He gave us free will. He can take our free will away, but he gave us free will. He gave us his son Jesus, his only begotten son Jesus. How much more love can you expect? You have free will. You have your own sacrificial lamb. That's love. God demonstrated his love. Jesus Christ demonstrated his love. Human beings cannot love you like that. And in order for a human being to love anyone so much that they will lay their life down for that person, that'll be a demonstration of God's love. They'll be connected to God's love within them. Because it's God's love that's going to have you demonstrate love in the way that Jesus did. Human love cannot do it. It'll be a moment of God's love stepping in to demonstrate at a time of need. God will call upon some of us to make that sacrifice for humanity. And when God calls upon you to make that sacrifice, you're going to have the strength and power of God behind you. Because you're not going to be able to do it with human love. Jesus was obedient to the will of the Father and was our sacrificial lamb. And he laid down his life for people that hated him. He laid down his life for people that didn't even know him. He laid down his life for people who betrayed him, because he had within him the love of the Father. Real, genuine, true love. And that's the only kind of love that's going to have us do something like that. I ask God to give me something to make his message even more clear to us. And this is what he gave me. My love is greater than all love. He who demonstrates my love would lay down his life for his brethren, as Jesus laid down his life for you. Genuine love is God in action. And genuine love cannot be faked. It cannot be compromised. Genuine love is genuine love. God is love. And I am so grateful for God. I'm grateful for the love he's shown us and the love that he demonstrated through his son, Jesus Christ. And I thank Jesus for loving us and having compassion for us and being obedient to the Father's will, so that we can activate within us the love of God. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, your patience. Thank you for your wisdom. And thank you for always being here for us, to always to talk to you and commune with you whenever we are unclear in our lives. You're always there to listen to us, and we're just so thankful and so grateful. And I just pray that your children will continue to grow in faith, and as we grow in faith, that the love in our hearts will continue to grow and expand, so that even more of your love can come in and fill our hearts with genuine love, your love, the love of Jesus, the love of the Holy Spirit. Amen.